difficult is it for the returning players, the guys who have been here a while, to convert from what Kubiak was running to what you're trying to teach them?
Well, I think they've done a great job to this point. We definitely have a long ways to go, which is learning, and we're going to keep on, you know, stacking up the installs, and there's a lot we got to throw at the players to introduce certain concepts and certain philosophies and certain parts of the game that we're going to play in. But, you know, we tell the player, hey, we can't run it all right now, but we got to figure out, you know, what is our core going to be, and that's something we're never going to say this is exactly what we're going to do. You know, as players and coaches, we're trying to figure, you know, what do we do best right now. We're moving a lot of guys around to figure that out. You know, I've got a good feel for, you know, X number of players on the team, having played against these guys a number of times, watched a lot of film, but now it's in our system, so we got to see them run our system. But, you know, there's plenty of mistakes we're making that we're cleaning up, but the good thing about that is we're coaching off of that. You know, it's never going to be perfect. Every game, there's plenty of mistakes you look at and say, regardless of the score, hey, here's some plays I wish we would have done better. Here's how we can correct some things. And, you know, everyone's getting reps right now. So it's been a productive couple weeks on the field with the players.
How much will look familiar to him in this version than when you were here before?
There's a lot of things that are very similar. We've changed a number of things. There's plenty of terminology that I've changed in the last 4 years. I think every team you're on, you change things as you go. There's a lot of the same concepts that we ran back in the days. And, you know, he's done a great job of picking it up, and he's a great resource for the players, you know, and having him, Emmanuel, you know, in the system also. So they're way ahead of everybody else right now.
How different will this offense look compared to what we saw last year with Broncos?
Well, it's a new team. It's a new staff. So things are going to change. That's what happens when you make changes. So there's some concepts that we've carried over that, you know, when I first got here and I sat down with Clint and talked to him about some things, about what they did here the past couple years. Talked to the quarterbacks too, some things that they really liked, and then we're implementing all the new stuff. So there's carryover, and you know, I think every system, there's a lot of things they're saying. You might call them different, and there's different styles of offense. So we're implementing our system right now.
Fans just talked about Paxton and Trevor are two different styles. Mm-hmm. Almost have to have two different types of offensive something for each quarterback. Has it been a set of plays, set of packages for Paxton and packages for Trevor?
It hasn't right now because we're installing the system for everybody, and we're trying to figure out what those guys do best too. And I think that we want to make sure, and I think Billy's done a great job with the quarterbacks of, you know, introducing our system to them. That's the great thing about the OTAs, going out there and running the plays full speed and then communicating with them on a daily basis. You know, we've only had the three practices so far at full speed. So, you know, by the time hopefully we leave for vacation, we'll have a good feel for what they like. But there's going to be plenty of things we're going to add come training camp. So it's really just we're learning about ourselves as an offense right now, both coaches and players, and trying to figure out what do we do best. And then at the time, you know, we get ready to play a game in the opener, you know, we'll figure out what those players do best.
When you look at the personnel that you have on the field now compared to 4 years ago when you were last year, are there any common themes or obvious differences that you see?
The common themes are Demarius and Virgil. Other than that, everybody's new. So there's plenty of new bodies here, since, and that's this league. There's the turnover every year. So it's been good. I've been very happy with the way these guys have worked. It's a good group of players. We've had a great coaching staff that we've brought in here, and I think the way we've installed up this point in time, we're heading in the right direction, but we got a long ways to go.
Hey, Mike, after coaching against this team last year, breaking them down, seeing what you see, having a perception about them, what, in your mind, what needed to change, and how are you implementing that change?
You're speaking offensively? I'm worried about the future and what we're doing moving forward. And, you know, you go back, you analyze, regardless of where you are, what team you're on, you analyze the pluses and minuses. But really, we focused more on moving forward and what we want to, what type of system we want to implement here and what we want to do. So, you know, I don't want to overanalyze what they've done in the past because there's a lot of really good things. There's some things you do differently, some things we aren't doing. But we really, the big thing is implement our system moving forward.
Mike, what is it about Paxton's game that gets you excited? And also, what would you like to see him work on?
Well, number one thing he's got to work on is really learning our system and executing our system. All the quarterback, the whole entire offense. It's not just the quarterback. But, you know, he's a very talented player. He can throw the, he can make every throw we're asking him to make or that you need him to make to win a football game and move the ball up and down the field. Very athletic, you know, and you love his size, his ability to sit in the pocket and see the whole field. And just be, you know, poised in the pocket and throw those comebacks, those out route effortlessly.
What's it like working with the two leading quarterbacks in the quarterback room?
Well, it's been great in the room, and I think it's been. I think the quarterbacks are very fortunate to have Billy as their coach, Billy Musgrave. He does an outstanding job with them. He's had a lot of success with a number of quarterbacks in this league. You know, Billy brought me in this business in 2000 in Carolina. So the great thing, he's a great resource for myself also. So when we've been putting this offense together, it's great when you can run it by all the coaches that we have here that have been very successful in a number of places. And, you know, the quarterbacks are going to benefit from having him as a coach in our system. But it's been a good couple weeks with him in the meetings.
Mike, you might have the youngest quarterback room in the league.
Yeah.
How do you adjust for that, or do you have to?
Well, we're always going to adjust to our personnel. And, you know, and as time goes on, we'll figure out what each player does best. You know, same thing in the preseason games. You know, what do the young guys do? You know, the new guys in the system or the new players that just got here this year. And Chad and Kyle, you know, what do they like? You know, how do they, you know, with who they're playing with? You know, what's the best thing for that group of 11 guys in the field? So that's one thing I truly believe. And we got to adjust to our personnel and what our players do best. So we'll kind of figure that out the next couple months. Yeah, Billy's a lot older than all of them, so yes, he is the veteran for sure. But it looks like he can still throw out there. You see him out there? You know, some good film.
I know it's early, but where have you seen all the tight ends so far? Do you feel comfortable with the move?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with them. I think that, you know, they're learning the system like everybody else. So I think as an offense, we're all playing a little slower than we like to right now because we're throwing so much at them, and we have to. We only have so much time, and there's only so much time you can spend with the players in the offseason. So we're introducing our system to them. So they're thinking a lot. You know, hopefully by the time we get to training camp, the entire offense will play a lot faster. You know, but we're trying to figure out what those guys do best because they will play a big role in our offense, the way we play the game. And I think with the mismatches you can create at this level, you know, against second, you know, against safeties and linebackers when you have the right tight ends running certain routes. And that's all part of our job as coaches is to find out, you know, what do the group of tight ends do best? And then, you know, you game plan for those players and put them in a position to be successful come game day.
What are you hoping
time for a few more guys?
What are you hoping that Carlos Henderson, Isaiah McKenzie do to kind of open things up on the inside and on the short?
Number one is learn the system because they're swimming. They really all the rookies that just got here not long ago, you know, they're trying to figure out which way is right and left right now. And if you were out there at practice the past couple days – for everybody in here, you could see the playmaking ability that they have. So they're explosive players. But the most important thing right now, and it's really the whole entire offense, is put yourself in a position come training camp to win a spot on the football team. And don't worry about anybody else. Just take care of your own job. That's what I tell all the players, not just those two young receivers, but everybody. Learn the system. You know, when you leave this office, you got to study. That's the most important thing because they're talented players. And once they learn it and they know where they're going and how to get there, it's going to be fun playing with them.
How does that apply to the tackle position with Bowles? Like, is it the run game pass? What is it that a young left tackle has to get up to speed regarding your scheme specifically?
Well, the great thing for our football team is playing against our defense every day. I mean, it's one of the best, if not the best, in the league. And having played against them the past 4 years, twice a year, and then the first year, the third time, it's great to go against the best in the business. And so when you have the pass rush that we have coming off the edge and protection, you know, this is very similar, I'll say, to when we drafted Jordan Gross in Carolina. He had to go against Julius Peppers every day, every snap. So it helped him a lot to get used to the speed of the game and the competition level and how you're going to play and, you know, the tempo that we play. So what – you know, our entire line is seen on the edge, not just the left tackle, it's the right side too. All those guys, we got some great pass rushers. So it's fun playing against these guys, and it's going to help our offensive line be better. And it's not just the pass protection, but it's the run game. We got to, and like all young rookies, like I've talked about the other positions, you know, they're swimming too. They're trying to figure out, we're moving things, we're changing protections in a hurry. All of a sudden, we shift, the front shifts, it's a run play, the call changes the line of scrimmage and what they got to do. So it's just, like I said, it's the whole team getting to training camp, getting a good feel for what we want to do so we can go play faster and have more success.
James, last one.
You said it's installing it now and it's not different by quarter. Does each day exactly the same, whether Trevor's with the ones or Paxton's with the ones, on what you're planning on doing now, or does it vary on the way you're seeing the progress of each quarterback work?
Well, there's certain periods when it's competitive, I'll lean on what they've told me they like. Okay. But other than that, we're rotating them differently every day. So, you know, they're rolling with different guys, they're playing with different receivers all the time, different lines. But they're getting equal reps right now. So what we're doing is we're trying to install our system. And then as time goes, you know, through the communication process with the quarterbacks and really all the players, same with DT and Emmanuel. You know, I want to know what they like, what they feel like they do best in the new system. But we're trying to figure out, okay, this is our system. This is what each quarterback does. And come training camp and through the preseason games, we'll figure out what they do best and put them in a position to be successful. But right now, I think they're excited because they want to learn everything too. They see it on paper. You know, they see all the cut-ups and the success we've had in this system, you know, going way back years, not just my time in San Diego, but before that, and all the other thievery that we've taken from around the league. And, all the, you know, you show them, hey, this is a certain concept. You know, Billy's brought some things with him from Oakland. Jeep's brought some things, whether it's from the days we were in Carolina or when he's been in San Francisco. You know, and all the coaches, not just those a couple I mentioned, but we put some new things in. And we're experimenting with some things. And that's the great thing about the offseason program with the new staff is we're learning a lot about the staff also, not just the players. And there's a certain way we're doing things up front that Jeff and I have done, whether it's in Carolina or in San Diego together, that we're implementing here. So we've got to explain to the coaches, hey, here's some changes we've made. And today was a great example with all the stuff we saw from our defense. It'll be a great film for us to watch and learn from. But very pleased with where the team is at this point in time. We've got a long ways to go still.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
good to see you all again.